welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobrons Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and joining with me today, I have the Executive Director for Love, Inc. of Greater Holmes County, Jordan Anderson. Welcome, Jordan. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today for our Focus Fridays.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And so you are the Executive Director for Love, Inc. And how long have you been in that role?
I took on this role in the summer of last year, 2025.
So you've just about a year now. Yeah. You've probably got to settle into the position. Mm-hmm. And before we jump the gun and talk about what you do, for those who are not familiar with Love, Inc., a general synopsis of Love, Inc. for those folks.
Yeah, so Love, Inc. stands for Love in the Name of Christ. And so we are part of a national organization, but we're the affiliate here in Holmes County. So we serve people in Holmes County. So our mission is to mobilize the local church to transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. And so we're really just the connection center between people in the community who are maybe facing a challenging time with people in the churches who have a heart to serve.
And the resources that can help them, because our churches have a ton of resources.
Absolutely.
And you're kind of that central area for them.
Right. Trying to just be that connection piece between. We want to just meet people right where they are with whatever is going on in life and walk with them. We don't want to offer a quick handout or have a Band-Aid for whatever they're going through. We want to be able to offer a hand up, walk with them, and have life look different.
And that should kind of be Holmes County's motto. We offer a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes,
because we see that with a lot of our organizations, because we are a very proud county, and it's hard for some folks to reach out. And it's great that they have a place they can trust, like Love, Inc., that they know they're not going to be looked down on by asking for help. Because that's why a lot of people don't ask for help, but they know you are their friends, their neighbors, coworker, you know, right in the middle, like you said.
Absolutely. And life has a way to throw curveballs at anybody.
Life.
Anytime. Absolutely. And so, yeah, it's nothing to be feeling judged about or feeling bad about. It's just a way that we can be there with you, because I think everybody just needs that support and we're stronger together.
And actually, I think it's like, of Greater Holmes County is the full name when it, so if you see that, that's actually you guys.
Yes. So Love, Inc. of Greater Holmes County, it allows us to reach a little bit past the borders of Holmes County, so that if we have people who are attending church within Holmes County, or, you know, partnered with a church or anything like that, that we can still kind of help assist them. And then there's also a Love, Inc. in Wayne County as well that helps over that border.
I didn't know there was one in Wayne County also. So you said you've been here almost a year now. How did you get into the director position?
So back in about 2016, the director back then, Vicki, had come to my church and spoke, kind of shared just the passion of Love, Inc. and what it was about. And I just fell in love with it. And so I started volunteering at that point. And so I volunteered for about 8 years in some different roles. Loved it, just loved the relationships and the people. And then about in 2024, there was an opportunity to step into a staff role as the transportation coordinator, which is our Wheels of Love program. And I did that for about a year and a half before the director role came open. And so it just, I felt like God was moving in my life at that time. So I went ahead and applied, and it's been just such a great fit.
And so this was an applied position. You had people you were going against to get it. So
yeah, they had, you know, informed all of just the churches that this position was open and available for applications. And so went through that whole process of applying and interviewing. And
Vicki had been the coordinator for, or the director for a while.
Since the beginning. She was the one who started it here in Holmes County.
So those are some big shoes to fill.
Yes, absolutely. But it was so nice to have that year and a half as staff with her. I feel like it was so nice to see the events that we do and just a little bit of behind the scenes before taking the dive into the deeper role here.
And so how are you feeling now that you're about ready to hit your 1 year anniversary?
Really good. It's been so fun to get to experience it all. There's definitely been moments where we're like, this is a lot, but it's been really great. And we have an amazing team. There's 3 other people on staff. And so just to be able to really pull together and just navigate this transition as a whole unit has been wonderful.
And you have a ton of volunteers that help.
A ton of volunteers. We are so blessed with so many volunteers that work in all different avenues and are so quick to step in and help at just a moment's notice.
Well, that is fabulous. We are never short of people wanting to help here in Holmes County.
Yes.
And we're going to learn more about what Loving does and what you do as the director as we continue through our Focus Fridays. That is Jordan Anderson, the executive director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I am back here with Jordan Anderson, the executive director of Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we started to get to know you and the organization as we started out this morning. And so as the director, what are some of the duties that you have to do for running an organization such as Love Inc.? Because like you mentioned, you guys have your hands in a lot of different things, helping different sets of people. And I'm sure that keeps your plate and your cup pretty full there.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, it could be anything from just day-to-day stuff as far as emails and phone calls and follow-ups and that type of thing to just working with staff and volunteers, organizing events, planning things that are coming up as far as things in the community or fundraisers. It could be working with the board of directors and planning for board meetings, working with churches and just developing and strengthening those relationships, maybe going to speak to their congregation on a Sunday or throughout the week if they have some get-togethers and things like that. So yeah, just kind of a variety there of things. Every day looks different, which is fun.
So do you speak at churches frequently and to congregations and things like that?
Pretty frequently. It seems like I would say at least a couple times a month, we're getting invitations to come and speak and share with just more about Love Inc. so that they can understand as well and just share things that are new ministries that are happening or things that are going on within the communities because they're eager to know how they can get plugged in and help.
And you had mentioned where you started in transportation. I'm sure you have to oversee kind of that's running and do all that as well.
Yeah. And that's a ministry that's not slowing down anytime soon. Transportation is an issue just with us being more rural. And so having volunteers step into those roles and willing to take people to appointments or to run some errands is something that's constantly ongoing. And we have requests come in for that all the time.
Oh, yeah, and transportation's the hot issue, like housing here in Holmes County. And you're representing Love Inc. on that coalition and just trying to keep helping out in the county. So I'm sure you have meetings all the time. And
yes, I think anytime you can, talk with somebody else and brainstorm together and just put people in the same room and minds together, it's awesome to see what can happen.
And you just mentioned too that you have a board of directors. So that's how Love Inc. is kind of ran and equalized.
Yeah, we have a board of directors that are just absolutely amazing. They're very active in the organization as well as overseeing the operations and the vision of where we're going. We meet on a monthly basis and just touch base on things that have happened, things that need to move forward, and so on.
Now, do you see in what you're doing a lot of things that change that you guys have to be ready to turn on a whim, or is it just the way you guys help pretty steady in what you do?
I would say the majority is pretty steady. It's the requests are at least similar enough that we've experienced something like it before. But every once in a while, something new will pop up. Or it might not even be a specific request from a family, but maybe something that's happening in our community or with government or whatever it might be. They're like, how can we step into this? And so that gets our wheels turning and we reach out to people and just great ideas start to develop from that.
And then you guys, are you you're a 501c3.
Yep.
So is there anything you have to do as an organization to with that, or are you just using that to be able to help the folks in the area? And your paperwork with the government is always
right. I guess as far as just maintaining that, mm-hmm. keeping an eye and a pulse on that to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row. Yes, all of our ducks in a row to maintain that as a nonprofit. But I feel like that's about the extent.
That helps.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys file for any grants or anything to help with your events? Or do you kind of just put that off to the different organizations that you work with?
It's mostly local. We do apply for some more local grants that are available, not necessarily statewide or federal, but then a lot of just the local businesses in this community really has a heart of plugging in to be able to help with the fundraising and things like that.
Like you put out the need and everybody's mm-hmm. like, got it.
Yes, that's how it feels anyways. We put it out there and it's so encouraging to see how everybody comes back and fills those holes.
It has to be, because a lot of times people think that, oh, this is Holmes County. There can't be that many people that need help, but there are more than you realize. And
absolutely.
That is where the need for an organization like yours comes in.
Yeah, I think it can be surprising to people just based on your background and your history. It may not be something that you're aware of. And so it is. I feel like the more you talk to people, the more you are just interacting with people, you find out that there are needs. And
like you mentioned, transportation, that is a huge need in this area
mm-hmm.
because things aren't as close as they are in a lot of places. You've got to drive from here to there and it takes time.
Yes.
And it can be dangerous to walk or ride. And
yes. And especially with our weather conditions that we've all just gone through here recently, I know, like riding a bike or walking isn't necessarily an option. Or if you're living rurally, you can't, it's too far of a distance. And so transportation is definitely something. And the beautiful thing with the transportation too is our volunteers are taking people to an appointment that maybe they didn't have a way to get there, but they're also building relationships with them and getting to know them. And it's just so much deeper even than just the need or the task that's happening.
Because it's about the people when it comes to living.
All about the people. The relationships are the heart of it all. If our mission's to transform lives, then you have to be able to get to know them, build that foundation of a relationship, and there has to be trust involved. And there's so many components to it.
And you as the director work with tons of people, I'm sure. And it probably helps that you are a Holmes County girl all the way through.
It definitely does help to have been from this area all my life, to just know kind of the culture of it and a lot of the people. Maybe it helps to know some resources that we could reach out to and things like that.
It's absolutely. About who you know, what you know in
yes.
a lot of cases.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, we've got so much more to learn about you and Love, Inc. and what there is to offer Holmes County. And I am with Jordan Anderson, the Executive Director of Love, Inc. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Let's step back in here with Jordan Anderson, the Executive Director of Love, Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And in a couple of our last couple of segments here, you've mentioned different times events that you guys have. What are some of the events that Love Inc. has?
We have a variety of them. We have some fundraising events, kind of like I've mentioned. We have a Farmstead fundraiser that we do every year. We partner with the Farmstead in Berlin. And then we have a pancake breakfast coming up that's a new one for us this year. We're going to try out in April. And then a golf scramble in June. And so those are kind of our main fundraiser events. And then we also have a variety of other ones, like our Back to School Bash, which is more of a community-focused event. We have a church leaders luncheon, usually in November, where we kind of gather just all the churches in Holmes County. We invite all of their church leaders to come together for a lunch, and it's a great time of fellowship. And then we have an annual event in November as well that is open to all of our volunteers and businesses and really anybody within Holmes County to not only just appreciate our volunteers for all that they've done throughout the year, but to reflect on maybe our theme for the year and where we're moving forward. And yeah.
And you can't go wrong with offering a fundraiser with food.
Absolutely. Yes.
I was telling Michael, I think the other day, that we are in pancake breakfast season.
Yes, it seems that way. You'll see the flyers pop up
everywhere. And so you talk about fundraising. Mm-hmm. What are you fundraising to do?
Yeah. So any of the fundraising money goes towards just a variety of things. We try to take most of that as we can and plug it back into our community and our families. Whether that is, we offer classes, and so it could be for some class materials. We have a Homes of Hope, which is affordable housing ministry, and so it could go towards helping offset the cost of rent or utilities. It can go towards training volunteers and staff and things like that, but really trying to take as much of that as we can and plug it back into the community and just making an impact.
And you never know what's going to happen, that somebody might need something, and it's good to have those funds on hand that you're like, okay, what is the need here? What can we do to help?
Sure. Yeah, because as an organization, we don't have funds necessarily available to pay bills. But what we do is have what we call gap ministries, which is maybe a gap that we've noticed in our community where a family calls in with a need and there's not a service available to mm-hmm. meet that need. And so our churches will help by hosting a gap ministry in their church or combining churches together to do that. And then those funds can go help towards that as well. And so it can be a variety of things that we have for gap ministries already, but it's more of a product or service that then they can offer.
Which is good that you're being able to hit those spaces where maybe somebody just has nothing that's mm-hmm. able to help.
Yeah.
And so you listed quite a few events that takes a lot of work for there only being three of you on staff. Yeah. How do you pull that off?
Yeah, we have three additionals on staff mm-hmm. plus myself. And so it's a lot of just putting our brains together, having our meetings together to just brainstorm things that we've done in the past, what's worked well. And then we really try to mobilize the church, which is our whole mission, and get volunteers involved. And they're, like we've said before, they're so eager to jump in and be helpful. And so we will put out links that they can sign up to help volunteer for our events, which many hands makes light work. And so it's super helpful.
Do you work with all of the churches in Holmes County? How many do you have that you guys are working with?
Yeah, currently we partner with about 50 churches here in Holmes County. I know, but we're open to work with absolutely all of the churches within Holmes County. And that can be in different capacities, whether it be just a partnership to where if they have someone come to their church with a challenging situation, they're going to refer them to give us a call so that we can start that process of hearing their story and walking with them. Or it might be that they host a gap ministry like we talked about, or it might be that they are able to financially contribute to our organization, or just a whole bunch of other things as well. But
because you're about the helping, not about specific denominations mm-hmm. or anything about that. It's the greater mm-hmm. good of the county that you guys are working towards.
Absolutely. We believe that just the unity of the churches coming together allows each church to kind of operate in their own strengths and gifts and talents, while not necessarily worrying about, you know, the denominations or any of that, but just unifying together to be stronger together, everybody just being the hands and feet of Jesus within our community.
And that's really what Holmes County is about, mm-hmm. is that just working together, mm-hmm. unity kind of thing. So that's what makes your organization a great one to have around for people to be able to reach out to.
Yeah.
And so we've got more here coming up on one of the things that Love Inc. does. That is Jordan Anderson, the executive director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Returning here with Jordan Anderson of Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And you guys offer a lot of assistance and help, that hand up, not the handout. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you guys offer is transformational classes. Mm-hmm. And so what are those for somebody who isn't aware of what that is?
Yeah, so our transformational ministry, we call it Fresh Start. And it is something that is hosted every Monday evening. We host it out at Martins Creek Mennonite Church, which is about partway between Millersburg and Berlin. And it's just a really beautiful evening where we have people meeting one-on-one or two-on-two for budget coaching. We have some people who are meeting for just kind of mentorship and someone to just walk with them in life. And then we also have community classes, which are open to anybody and everybody. And they range in a variety of topics from physical health to mental health, spiritual health, relational health, all of that type of things, as well as some workshops that we've started doing here recently, which are smaller 3-week classes, more hands-on learning. And so it's just a really cool evening to have everybody come together and learn.
And what are some examples of those workshops that you guys are doing?
So we've recently done auto maintenance, car maintenance type things, right?
And you can't see my face, but I'm like, why didn't I know about this face?
And we've done a canning workshop. We've done like Christmas gifts, kind of like a make and take where people can come do those. We've had
life skills.
Life skills.
That you don't necessarily always learn.
Mm-hmm.
In school or depending on your home life, you may not know that. I know I had my mechanic friend who has passed away, tried to teach me things, but I'm just like, And now that he's not here, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have paid more attention.
Yeah.
Like now I got to find somebody else who can do this because I don't know how.
It's a good skill to
have.
And
so these are great things to offer people who maybe didn't have even anybody try to teach them.
Yeah, absolutely. One I forgot to mention too is one that we do pretty routinely, at least a few times a year, is Faith and Finances as well, which is a 12-week class on finances. And so that's a very popular and important one as well. Maybe things that just either haven't been taught as well.
Because finances, if you have a problem there, that can lead to problems in other areas, like relationships, your mental health, your spiritual health, even, because when you start heading down that financial spiral, it affects everything.
Absolutely. And it's really cool to see throughout the evenings as well, the relationships that are building there too. People see each other week after week. They get to know each other. They're hanging out and having some snacks before class. And then they're sitting around a table just sharing, and which can be a little vulnerable sometimes, but when you can break down those walls and those barriers, people can come alongside you and walk with you, and that's when transformation happens.
Because sometimes it helps to work on the problem just by knowing that you're not alone.
Absolutely.
And having these classes, you see, hey, this person and this person has the same exact issue as me. Let's maybe one of us can find that solution and share and get through it.
Absolutely. And nobody is showing up on those evenings saying, I've got it all together. We're all showing
who
up.
Who really has it all together?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
We're all showing up saying, how can we just grow together? And so it's really a cool evening.
Do you have a lot of folks that are participating in these transformational evenings?
Yeah, we have, from a volunteer standpoint, we probably have volunteers from about 10 different churches on any given Monday night, from having snacks to doing childcare to hosting the classes and things like that. And then we have usually anywhere from 3 to 5 classes running at a given time with various topics. And classes could be as small as maybe 4 and as big as 15.
And you say they do have childcare for those parents who maybe, I can't do this because I've got a little one at home or something. You kind of solve that problem.
Absolutely. Yes. We recognize that having kiddos can be one more step that can make it a little challenging to make it to something like that. And so to remove that barrier, we have a nursery for younger kids. And then we have people in the gym with the older kids playing basketball and doing Legos and Play-Doh and all of that type of thing.
Now, how do people find out what you guys are offering at any given time for your evening of transformation?
Yeah, I would say for any information about Love Inc., but especially for our transformation classes, it's on our Facebook page, which is Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. And we post flyers. We rotate our classes. We have a flyer come out maybe every 6 weeks with all of our classes coming up. And then you can have at the bottom, there's either a QR code or a phone number or email, and you can register for those classes. They're open to everybody within the community. It's great to have people from all different backgrounds and walks of life come together. We just ask that people register.
And do they cost money to attend, or is this free to the community?
This is absolutely free to the community. Yeah, there is no cost to attend. We just love that people can come participate.
I know that free was implied, but it helps people to hear, like, free, no money.
Right.
And help you save money and learn how to function and do all these things that could save you a lot of money later on. So that is a great offering that you are providing to the community.
Yeah, we really enjoy it. It's been amazing to see the testimonies and the stories and the impact that's come out of these evenings.
And you guys are doing lots of great things there at Love Inc. We're going to learn more about them as we continue through Focus Fridays here on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM with the Executive Director of Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County, Jordan Anderson, all on your hometown radio. We are back with another segment here with Jordan Anderson, who is the Executive Director for Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. And I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. We've been talking about a lot of the different things that you can utilize through Love Inc. or that you guys offer. And you've got a couple great things that we really haven't touched on yet that folks who may be struggling in different areas can get help through you guys.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things, other programs and ministries that we have. One is our Connection Center, which we haven't talked about much, but that is kind of the starting point for anybody who's looking to call into Love Inc. And that is where we have our phone volunteers in an office, and they are just willing to listen. They're answering the phones. They're listening to whoever's calling in with just care and encouragement, and they want to hear the whole big picture story. And so that's the first step for anybody who would need assistance, is to call in, and they get to share what life looks like, what their hopes and dreams are for the future. And it really kind of gets the ball rolling to see then what connections we can make within the churches or volunteers or community agencies.
It gives that whole picture, mm-hmm. so you can work for what they are truly in need of versus one small tiny little thing here. How are we going to make the big picture come together?
Absolutely, because the thing that's troublesome right now might just be an isolated incident, or fixing that one thing might not be truly helpful. So to be able to see the big picture of what things have looked like,
it's great. Or what's causing that one thing back behind the scenes.
Right, because it's not helpful to ignore all of that. That's where we can really just be in it with you to have life maybe look different.
And sometimes it helps to just say it out loud and tell somebody. And then it might be like, this is the problem. This is what I need. And you don't realize that talking out loud and talking in your head are two different things.
Right. Right. And it can be overwhelming in the moment to try to share and be vulnerable, especially with someone that you don't know or can't see because it's over the phone. But we do try to always spin it with encouragement, because there's hope and everybody has God-given potential, and that's what we want to reach. And so we look for those hopes and dreams, and what do they want the future to look like? Because that's what we want to focus on. We don't want to keep staring at the thing that's right in front of us causing us trouble.
And how do they reach the Connection Center if they need to reach out?
So our phone number is 330-473-6017. And our office is open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to noon.
And one of the other great things that you guys do to help people, whether you're in need of something or in need of downsizing, as we kind of talked about off air here, is you have a furniture ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a furniture ministry. So we have teams of volunteers who are furniture teams, and we will have people call in from the community who maybe are downsizing or switching out furniture items and they no longer need something. And those teams will go and pick up those items, and we have a warehouse to store them at where they are cleaned up and sanitized, maybe repaired a little bit if they need to be. And then that way, when people are calling in from the community with a need for maybe it's a bed or a dresser or whatever it might be, that then we have those items hopefully available, depending what's been donated, that our furniture teams can also take those items to people within the community. And they spend time with them, again, because we're relationship oriented. They're not just walking in and dropping off a piece of furniture.
Here you go. Bye.
Right. They are definitely spending some time getting to know the family, just giving value to that whole situation and praying with them before they leave.
And you guys ask for things to be in somewhat reusable condition. You don't want just something that's completely busted and broken that somebody just wants to get rid of without dealing with the trash or anything. This is things that can be repurposed back into somebody else's home.
Absolutely. We do ask that it would be something that you would feel comfortable giving to maybe a good friend or family member by repairs. Maybe it's just knobs need tightened or, you know,
a little chip here.
Absolutely.
Or something. You know, not like the half of it is broken off.
Right. Right. Yes.
It's missing a leg.
Good condition, because that's also what we're trying to give to people in our community, is that they have value. And so we want to give them pieces of furniture that show that they have value and not something that's just been tossed to the side because it's broken and we don't want it anymore.
And so in the reverse, if you're somebody who's had maybe a house fire or you're escaping a domestic violence situation where you're just venturing out on your own and you have nothing, or a divorce situation, you guys have these items that have been donated if you are having a rough start or a restart.
Absolutely. In those situations, yes, specifically, I would definitely say give us a call, because we can explore furniture items that you may need in all different areas of your home. But then, like we've talked this whole time, we want to hear the whole story. And there might be so much more that could be unwrapped that is available throughout churches and community agencies that we can put you plugged into.
Well, like all those classes you offer. Absolutely. That I didn't know existed.
Yes, those are such a benefit. We just love those evenings to be able to see the connections happening.
But sometimes tragedy happens and you guys are trying to have all the bases covered. So if you don't have it, you have the access and the resources to one of the churches or organizations that do have it.
Yeah. Or even just spreading the word. If it's something that we haven't come across before, but it's a need now, spreading the word now that this is a need within our community. And it's amazing to see just the things that happen and the people that will step up in those situations.
Definitely 100%. Well, we've got one last segment with Jordan Anderson, who is the Executive Director for Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Wrapping things up here with our last segment with Jordan Anderson from Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we've talked about a lot of the different things that Love Inc. does and that you do as director. And you did say that Love Inc. is just a branch of a larger organization. So do you guys have like a group for directors to come together and talk about what each of your branches are doing and things like that?
We do. We have Love Inc. National is overseeing everything, and they do a great job of offering points of training and points of just connection. And so they will have support calls for all of the different roles that are held within Love Inc. And they also have in-person get-togethers as far as conferences, usually a big one every other year and smaller ones on a yearly basis. So that's really great to just meet with people who are sitting in very similar shoes that you are, and to be able to brainstorm together and see what's working for them and just encourage each other.
Because while you're all directors and you're out there spreading the ministry and helping folks, every area is going to offer a little bit something different that you guys can learn off of each other on.
Absolutely. Ideas that maybe you've never thought of before, but it's worked in a different area. And even if you don't use it exactly, you could spin it and maybe it would be a good fit.
And so we kind of mentioned earlier that you were part of that Holmes County Housing and Transportation Coalition, which really ties into what you guys are doing with the different ministries you have. Are you involved in any other groups within the county as well?
We are excited to get plugged in wherever. So far, we've been plugged in with a senior service network that focuses on the seniors in the community. We also attend pastors' prayer meetings and things like that to just get a feel for what's going on within the churches and how we can help in those avenues to support them. Other than that, nothing on a routine basis, but again, happy to get plugged into whatever opportunities are out there.
And what you're doing, I'm sure, keeps you guys plenty busy as well. And we also mentioned that with busy, you guys are blessed in the fact that you have a lot of volunteers. How can somebody volunteer with Love Inc. if they're interested in doing that?
Yeah, I would say connect with us through really any form. We had our phone number earlier. We have a website, which is loveincofghc.org. And then also our Facebook page is Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. And any of those ways you can gather more information. Our website specifically does have a tab for volunteers where you can fill out a volunteer application. Or we could start with a simple conversation to just explore what avenues you might be interested in.
Because somebody may have something they can offer and you guys are like, oh, hey, that's a need we're seeing. We can do this.
Absolutely. I think everybody in our community has a wide range of gifts and talents that could be plugged in some way or another. And there's so many different ministries available throughout Love Inc. that there's definitely something out there that's a good fit.
And is there anything that we've missed? We have touched on so much with Love Inc. And we just talked about how you get involved and all of that. Is there anything that we just haven't touched on?
I don't think there's anything we haven't touched on. Just a big thank you, I guess, for our community, for the support, for the continued partnerships, for the encouragement, the prayers, the volunteers, just everybody coming together. We live in such a unique community that we are so, so blessed to have everybody here. And so just a big thank you.
And if anybody needs any of the information that we've talked about here, it's all, like you said, website, Facebook, you can find everything. Or if not, they can call you guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Any of those avenues, we'd be happy to just hear from you and answer any questions that you have, get you plugged in if you're interested.
Well, thank you so much for joining with me today. I appreciate you helping to share the things that you guys have to offer and really where you're at with Love Inc. and in your newest journey.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
That was Jordan Anderson, the executive director of Love Inc. of Greater Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't miss an episode of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. It's each and every Friday in the 9 a.m. hour after hometown news and the Eye on Weather forecast. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Fridays icon, and then on the episode that you missed. In the next episode of Focus Fridays, we focus in on the Executive Director of Historic Downtown Millersburg, Taylor Reining. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.